This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Today is the final day in office for Carmen Ortiz as U.S. Attorney in Massachusetts. Ortiz has held the post since President Obama appointed her in 2009, and since then, she's overseen several major cases, including public corruption and domestic terrorism. Ortiz is stepping down ahead of Donald Trump's inauguration next week. She joins us on the phone right now. What is, in your view, the biggest accomplishment during your tenure?
I think one of the biggest accomplishments was our ability to successfully prosecute some very difficult and significant cases, especially cases involving victims and survivors and families of those victims. In many ways, I put the Boston Marathon case, as well as the Whitey Bulger case, and just recently the Samson case. Each of them had different challenges. In a sense.
Different challenges, and two of those cases, the cases of Johar Tsarnaev and of Gary Lee Sampson most recently, ended up with sentences of the death penalty. The death penalty is, of course, extremely contentious. A majority of residents in Massachusetts are opposed to it, according to the polls. How satisfied, then, are you with sentences that go against the consensus in the state?
Well, you know, the death penalty isn't allowed in Massachusetts, but I feel satisfied in the sense that I did my job and followed my responsibility and duty to uphold the federal law in which the death penalty is allowed and pertains to cases such as the ones that were tried here, the Tsarnaev case as well as the Samson case. This is not something or a result that we celebrate or that I feel terrific about. I feel more like I fulfilled my responsibilities and obligations. It's my job to uphold the federal law, and the fact was that in those cases there was absolutely no doubt about the guilt of the individual defendants. And to get to the determination of even seeking the death penalty went through very lengthy and thorough processes, not only in this office, but really through the Department of Justice. And it was the Attorney General who made the determination that the death penalty should be sought.
There was another case, I think, that, there were so many cases that you dealt with. There was another one, though, that was controversial and ended up in tragedy, and that is the case of Aaron Schwartz, who was the man who downloaded 4 million documents from MIT. He was charged with crimes that could have gotten him more than 30 years in prison. He ended up committing suicide. How do you reconcile that case in your mind? Does it haunt you now?
I'm not sure if I would say the words haunt, that haunt is the appropriate word. It's a case in which I feel terrible about. I mean, I feel that way in matters where defendants commit suicide. And I believe that, there was a lot of miscommunication in the beginning and the messaging that went out on that case on both sides. There clearly weren't enough alerts where this young man's torment was identifiable and steps could have been taken to prevent the course of action that he took. And it did end up in tragedy.
You know, I wonder, since you took the job in 2009, you're leaving it now, there have been so many transitions, so many changes, even in the areas of, say, mental health and mental health as it's tied into crime. And I wonder if you have what your thoughts are on how things have changed in that realm since you began and how you would advise your successor in the same area.
Well, I think I would advise my successor to work closely with the leadership of the office and to do training programs and really talk to the community as a whole, the legal community, in terms of the defendant, the defense counsel, the courts, probation, to see what steps can be put into place to identify situations in which there are mental health concerns. I will say this, though, even now, I don't think that we have really good, adequate treatment plans and places. And certainly on the state level, you see this all the time. You know, it used to be years ago, if a defendant did have mental health issues, there were a lot more mental health facilities, and that's become less and less. And yet we find that in many situations, mental health is at the heart of certain, you know, conduct that's criminal and wrongful, and where individuals have been victimized, or mental health issues where individuals have hurt themselves. And so I think we need to do a lot more in that area.
Carmen Ortiz, what is next for you?
I'm going to take some time off, and then I'll figure it out.
Very nice to talk to you, and we wish you the best.
Thank you so much. I appreciate talking to you.
Carmen Ortiz has held the job of U.S. Attorney in Massachusetts since 2009. She's stepping down today.